Peggy, my wife at the time, Peggy Lipton, she was a very good friend of Vincent Price. And man, if you're dealing with a horror film, who is better than Peter Lorre or Vincent Price? I mean, please, you know. So that just felt like it was very natural, you know. And Rod was great. I was calling him in the cab on the way to the date, you know, and so forth. And he wrote this brilliant Edgar Allan Poe spiel and had it just knocked me on socks off, you know. And Vincent really understood that, you know. Okay, you got a tempo, you know, it's locked in, and you've got so many bars to do this speech. You know, you can't end it because we can't have a little instrumental feeling until we get back to the mainland. So the narrator has to time it so he starts here and ends here. It's not easy to do and still put expression in it and everything else. And Vincent did it in two takes. I'm telling you, man, it is so difficult because you can't stretch tape, you know, stretch the speech, you know. Whatever he does, that's it, you know, that's his voice. And darkness falls across the land, you know. So it was fabulous, man. And he was out of there, and he, as he left at Westlake, they have a double door there for the sound, protect the sound when somebody comes in, you know, delivering pizza or something. And he said, "Is that all that you needed me?" He said, "We all got to applaud him and everything." He said, "Oh, well." He was beautiful, man.